The next situation by Dr. Sharon Hermes, MD, is patient Mary Ellen Stickle. Mary is one word. Ellen is the second word. Let me just see if it's the second word or if it's put together without a hyphen. It is. Yeah, it looks like it's two. Mary, then Ellen, then Stickle, S-T-I-C-K-E-L. CardioCare Associates letterhead, treadmill exercise stress test file, EST space Stickle space M. Treadmill exercise stress test date of examination, 4/11/22, referring physician. Put here, Subhasra Karananathy, MD, performing physician, Sharon Hermes, MD. Clinical indication, 57-year-old female with history of hypertension, comma, CAD with a calcium score of 63 in the LAD and VPCs. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, non-specific STT wave changes, baseline blood pressure, 115/79, parentheses, hydralazine, parentheses, highs are 100/25, comma, amlodipine 10, close parentheses. Baseline heart rate, 74 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 8 minutes, 2 minutes into stage 3 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 140, parentheses, 85% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 150/80 with a peak heart rate blood pressure proactive 21000, period. Upon cessation of exercise, the patient underwent a 1 minute cool down period at a speed of 1.2 miles per hour and a grade of 0%. New paragraph. Patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. Patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets. The patient had mildly attenuated blood pressure response. No. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise, was just able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 115/76 and a heart rate of 81 at the end of the recovery period. There were asymptomatic monomorphic VPCs noted in stage 1 and 2 of stress with increased frequency in stage 2 of stress, but no VPCs noted in the final stage of stress or at peak stress. There were VPCs also noted during the recovery period. There was no couplets noted during the test and no ventricular tachycardia or other arrhythmias noted during stress, the recovery period. At peak stress, at peak stress, there was less than 1.5 millimeters of horizontal top sloping ST depression, at least 2-3 AVF MV4 through V6, which did not meet diagnostic criteria for ischemia. New paragraph. Conclusions 1, normally ST portion, treadmill exercise stress test, 85% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or palpitations during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 9 mets, comma, increase from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on her current medication period. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just able to attain 85% maximum predicted heart rate at her functional capacity. Five, there were asymptomatic monomorphic VPCs during the first two stages of stress and during recovery, but there were no VPCs noted during the final stage of stress or at peak stress exercise. There were no ventricular couplets noted or ventricular tachycardia noted during the test, and there were no other significant arrhythmias noted during stress or the recovery period. Let me just check. Yep, that's it. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armaes, MD.